WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Thank God it's Friday!
Line it up, baby!
Hey!
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain Iski. Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is a Friday, the 12th of whatever month this is, December.
Yeah, the last one.
The last month?
It tends to be on a yearly basis.
A lot of MLB stuff going on. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Cam Newton-less Carolina Panthers.
It's a good thing he didn't get hurt more than he already had been.
It's amazing.
Amazing is a very good word to use. That said, I don't know if it really helps the Bucs anymore.
Oh, tremendously.
How?
Tremendously it does. I would much rather play without Cam Newton, especially with the way Cam Newton's played the last week or two. And that is exactly what was told to me in the locker room.
Really?
Yes.
Even though it's going to be Derek Anderson and...
You know who beat him the first time.
Exactly.
And after the game on. I received a picture...
He's a former Pro Bowler.
Former. Well, you know what? I was a former athlete. Okay?
His is a little bit more recent.
Well, it doesn't matter. More recent. The word former. Yeah, he was a former Pro Bowler. Big deal. I would rather play Anderson every day and twice on Sunday than Cam Newton. Ever. And always.
All right.
I received a text message with a photo, and it says, as usual, Cam Newton with the turnover. And it had the vehicle turned over.
Womp, womp.
And then at the bottom it says, too soon.
Yeah, I would say that's
no,
too soon.
No, not really. It is never too soon. And really, all the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have to play for right now are jobs and to screw other teams out of the playoffs.
Well... In doing that, couldn't they screw themselves out of that highly coveted top draft pick?
Absolutely. And I have talked to a few of the players on the Monday Night Player Show, which, by the way, this Monday, confirmed, double confirmed, and quadruple confirmed, will be Danny Lansana and Lewis Murphy. So I'm looking forward to it. I've looked forward to meeting, getting to know, interviewing, hanging out with Lewis Murphy since the day they signed him, a former St. Petersburg... Star?
Product.
Product.
Product of St. Pete.
Okay, there you go. I do like that better. Grew up with, was classmates with my son.
At Sean K.O. Radio.
At Sean K.O. Radio on Twitter, if you'd like to. Who's driving to L.A. today?
Yeah, on the road again.
He did almost as much, if not more, than me. Last week we were in Vegas. He was in Vegas this week. And he crammed a whole lot in the 4 days.
Yeah, it's that constant... Facebook timeline update. Sean Harris has posted a new status. I am here. I'm watching this. I'm doing this.
So back to your original statement. Yeah. I've asked some of the players, Danny Lansana being one of them, because fans have said that. Fans are like, I'm torn. Do I root for the Bucs to win? Do I root for the Bucs to lose? And obviously, every player, every person to a man has said, we don't give a damn about the draft pick.
Yeah.
So as a player,
they may not be on the team next year.
And a lot of that's very true. You know, they don't care. They need to win games.
Yeah.
Management, you know, they're going to tell you they want to win games.
Yeah.
I've even heard rumors, this is through internet, so I haven't heard it, I've read it through the internet, that they don't want the number one draft pick. They don't want the money that goes to the number one draft pick, that they willing to go 3, 4, 5, whatever. And that's up above. That's offices up above. That's not Coach Lovie Smith. That's not, you know, the players. The players want to win. It doesn't matter what. They don't care. You know, they're not thinking about the future. But fans, a lot have said that. What do I root for? What do I do? I'm a Buccaneer fan. True and true. What do I do? Mm-hmm. And then there's some of those what the Buck fans and some of those serious lunatics that they're like, screw the pick. Win a damn game. So my hat's off to those guys because my thoughts are, let's get the draft pick.
Get the draft pick.
Let's get the better player.
And if you ask Magic Johnson.
And let's keep whatever the knucklehead's name is, Winston, out of Tampa. Whatever it takes,
I don't think you want to deal with that. And if you ask Magic Johnson, he would say the same thing you say. He said earlier in the week, basically telling the Lakers they need to do the same thing. Just if you're going to lose, go ahead and lose. Lose it all. Just lose big if you have to. But
Magic Johnson said that?
Magic Johnson said that. He said if you're going to lose, lose. You're at that point playing for the draft pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, he's not involved with the Lakers.
Now. Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
No, but I'm saying you don't want somebody from the organization.
But he is in a position.
That's a McKay, you know, move.
That he is in a position of franchise ownership.
Sure. Now you think about, you know, the Dodgers.
So the Dodgers. Now, I would not say that they are playing to lose right now.
I don't know.
They're playing to.
I'll give you the best player on my team plus $35 million. Take him.
Just get rid of him.
I don't know.
Well, that's one thing. I understand that. But he's had some injury issues over his last, I think it's 8-9 years he was in L.A. Matt Kemp has not been healthy the whole time. When he has been healthy, he's been pretty awesome. But you're bringing in, he brought in a lot of, he didn't do anything.
A hurt Matt Kemp and a average, and he's an acquaintance of mine, and you would see him every year up at Bright House Field, an average now Jimmy Rollins or a hurt Matt Kemp. Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Jimmy Rollins.
I'd rather have Matt Kemp.
If Matt Kemp's not playing, then it doesn't matter how good or bad.
It doesn't matter. A mediocre Jimmy Rollins is a mediocre Jimmy Rollins.
Which is better than no Matt Kemp on the field. If he's hurt, he's not playing.
I would rather have Matt. No, you're right. If he's not playing, he's not playing. But in 162 games, in your scenario, in your make-believe world that we were discussing last night, how many games am I going to get out of Matt Kemp? Make it up.
Let's say 110.
I will take 110 games of Matt Kemp over 145 games, 140 games of Jimmy Rollins. 30 different games, and you take Jimmy Rollins over Matt Kemp? No way. I'm not thinking management. Yeah. I'm not thinking, you know, stroking the check to Kemp versus the stroking the check to Jimmy Rollins. You know, and I'm sure that that came into play, and that comes into play.
Oh, yeah.
But 110 games of Matt Kemp, I think, are much better than 135 games with Jimmy Rollins.
I have to do a little bit of research. This shouldn't take too long. I want to, no kidding, say, okay, what is Matt Kemp's war versus Jimmy Rollins' war, and how do those...
What the hell's war stand for?
Wins above replacement. Basically, it means exactly how many wins does this individual get you? Because if you look at that and compare those,
that's a stupid stat.
Ideally,
it's a stupid stat.
Okay, some people say that the analytics out there love it. The old school, they hate it. But nowadays, you have to get used to the fact that now everybody's starting to use the analytics. They're starting to go the sabermetric route and try to be a little bit more scientific with what they're doing out there.
Man steals $1.5 million worth of LeBron shoes. A Memphis man has been charged with theft of property after driving away with a truck full of, get this, 7,500 pairs of the newest LeBron 12 Nike shoes with a retail value of approximately $1.5 million.
Wow.
In the words of Artie Johnson from the old, I think it's called Laughing or something. Very interesting. And then real quickly, before we hit our first break, the 2012 killings in the Hernandez case appears to be thrown out by the judge. Prosecutors in a murder case against Aaron Hernandez won't be allowed to tell a jury about two other killings with which the ex-New England Patriot is charged.
Wow. Did they give a reason why?
Or the final text messages the victim sent to his sister.
I'd say those are kind of significant.
Judge, after hearing arguments, said that theory is clearly in the realm of speculation and does not comport with common sense. She said there were no demonstrated link between the crimes and disallowed the introduction of the 2012 homicides.
You know what else is very interesting?
That he's going to get off?
Yeah, well, at least he still has to go through both trials, but that's pretty crazy that you can't use anything from the other one. Going back to Matt Kemp, Jimmy Rollins, war wins above replacement. Matt Kemp, last year, 1.1. He was 1.1 wins. Jimmy Rollins, 3.9.
I don't care what it even means.
Runs above replacement. That means that, in this case, Jimmy Rollins had 40 runs better than his replacement would have. Kemp was 14.
Oh, I'm going to agree with you that Jimmy Rollins did better when he was on the field than whoever the backup shortstop is in Philadelphia. And that's what I'm assuming runs in, right? You're saying that Jimmy Rollins scored 30 more runs than his replacement did, right? That's what you just said.
It's not the specific player. It is the number of runs a player is better than a replacement player. The replacement is set for a .294 team winning percentage. So that's how they, that is how baseball-reference.com.
Let me think of a very nice way to say this. Stupid.
No, not at all.
Not you, that.
No, I understand it's what stupid. You're saying. I don't think it's stupid at all because you have to, it is a way to determine worth.
Tweet out when you get a chance. What player would you rather have, Matt Kemp or Jimmy Rollins?
It's not straight up, though.
It's straight up?
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
That's
it's
what
never
you're
straight up.
What do you mean it's not straight up? Which player would you rather have? You're saying that the war machine, or well, he's in prison, the war and the WAP and all that kind of stuff. Come on, give me some credit.
Yes.
It's not my first rodeo.
That's one of your better ones,
okay.
I'm not going to lie.
All of that stuff, you know, they're better with, they're better without. Tweet out, which player would you rather have? Because that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And you know, when you tweet it out, and I'll tweet it out as well, and if you respond, you will be registered for either Wicked Good Cupcakes or an Athlete Originals t-shirt.
Okay.
Let the common question go. And if people want to say, well, this guy's hurt more than the other guy, so I want this guy, that's all up to their interpretation.
Wow. That's a big word. That's a lot of syllables for one word for you.
Wow. So with that, we're going to tweet it out. We'll hit our first break.
You got to take a break after that one.
Yeah, I definitely do. Mike Schultze coming up from the Outback Bowl. Wisconsin, Auburn.
War Eagle.
Jenny, you cannot show favoritism.
I'm not saying. I'm not showing favoritism.
You did.
Not at all.
You didn't say Badger.
Is that what they say?
I don't know
what they say.
Badgers versus, you know, explain before we hit this break.
One is a mascot. One is a war cry. Get it right.
But they got an eagle.
Yeah.
And then don't they have another mascot too?
They have an actual mascot. The animal is not the mascot. Aubie the tiger is the mascot.
But they don't deserve both. Pick one. Matt Kemp,
oh my God.
Jimmy Rollins. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
This holiday season, skip the caroling and unwrap the excitement of a very unsilent night. Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY, and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. January 17th and again February 7th. Get ready for two all different shows with 16 different Monster Jam trucks each, including Monster Mutt, Max D, Gravedigger, and more. Plus, don't miss never-before-seen stunts only for the January 17th show. Super Value seats are still just $15. Or save 20% with a two-show ticket and go to both shows for as low as $24. Tickets go up $5 more day of show, so buy now and save at Ticketmaster. Charge at 800-745-3000 or at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $275 facility fee. Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen and PKT, the official tire of Monster Jam. It's the holiday gift with horsepower. January 17th and February 7th, Raymond James Stadium.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club.
Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
And now, Mick Forhaire presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
I'm sorry, that music and Mick just go hand in hand.
Good afternoon and happy holidays to you, Randy Harris and company. How are you doing, fellas?
Hi, Mick, how are you? Thought it was time. We needed to get you on, just check on you, see how things are going, see how the shop's going. And everybody needs to get their due for the holiday season.
That is correct, and it must be a holiday party weekend because we are jamming here at Mick Ferrer like nobody's business. But, of course, we had to take a little time out just to say what's up to our favorite talking sports crew. Wanted to give you guys a heads up, too. Of course, this time of year is the season of giving, and we try to keep that in mind all year long, but it's particularly this time of year. And we wanted to let everybody know that this weekend at the Quaker Steak and Lube here in Clearwater, we're having a special benefit for our very good friend, Russ Jacoby. Russ has been very prominent over the years in the entertainment and hospitality industry. He's a really good guy going through a bad time. He's had some health issues. So we've decided to rally around him and have a little benefit this weekend for him at 6 p.m. at the Quaker Steak and Lube. I'm going to be donating some hair prizes and emceeing the event. We're going to have some live music. And it's going to be a good time and for a good cause. So if everybody wants to come out to the Quaker Steak and Lube 6 p.m. this Saturday afternoon and join us, I'll be there doing hair and giving away some beauty gifts. And like I said, live music and great food, of course, and Quaker Steak is going to generously donating some of their proceeds from the evening to help Russ out this time of year. And also, it's been a Spark Christmas Parade. So watch that traffic. It is going to be a little crazy, but we're going to try to fit it all in. So we hope to see you guys there. Juice, how you doing, buddy?
Hanging in there, trying to stay warm.
Now, Mick, let me ask you this. With the Quaker Steak fundraiser, I also received the press release from those guys over there. Can people, you know, if they can't get out, you know, to the event, can they drop something off that you guys can use in the raffle or whatever?
Oh, yeah, we certainly can, and please do. We're donating some stuff for their silent auction / raffle. A lot of area businesses have graciously agreed to participate. So, yes, if for whatever reason you can't get out this Saturday, because we do know it's a big weekend for holiday parties, like I said, the Pinellas Park Christmas Parade this weekend, if you want to drop stuff for the raffle or a donation of any kind to our friend Russ, you can drop it off here at McFerhair at 110th and U.S. Highway 19 in Clearwater. Or you can drop it off the Quaker Steak and Lube and just let the hostess at the door let them know that it's for Russ's benefit this weekend.
Perfect. We just wanted to reach out and see what's new, what's going on. I know you're busy, so we'll let you go. And
I appreciate that. Also, just a heads up, coming soon, big announcements. As you guys know, you got a little bit of the inside track, but there's been some new developments, big doings for Mick Ferrer and the whole Mick Ferrer family in the new year. But we are holding off on that special announcement, but stay tuned, y'all. We're going to put all that information out at you as it comes in. So try to come up this weekend to the Lube if you're out and about. Please drink responsibly, of course, and enjoy yourselves. Happy holidays to all. And big news about the salon in 2015. Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, take care.
You
that
too,
is Mick.
Mick
Ferrari. If you need anything done, if you need your due done, get it done, due at Mick Ferrer. Big UFC weekend. Huge UFC weekend. You have the Ultimate Fighter 20 season finale. The show was Wednesday with Carla and a Thug. I don't like that they call her Thug. I know that's her nickname,
much.
You know, but you look at Rose, she doesn't look like a thug. She doesn't act like a thug.
Mm-mm.
She doesn't really fight like a thug. But Rose Namajunas in the finale tonight it's on Fox, right? Fox Sports 1?
It is on Fox. I'm actually watching the Tough Talk right now.
When they went back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, it was Tough Talk, not just the name of the show, but they were starting to get nasty with each other. That was on Wednesday after the episode aired, and then weigh-ins were last night.
How far into Tough Talk are you? How much have you seen? Do you now see why I can't wait for the Beck-Rawlings fight?
I'm at 2 minutes in, and this is 8.5 minutes
long. Okay, when you get about 6 minutes in,
okay,
and the two of them, they cannot stand each other. You know, there was two different cliques. And
yep.
So the clique
Scrapettes was one.
Yeah, and I don't know. The ones that were, you know, always giving them a hard time. What's the word? What do they call them?
Instigators.
brutes, bullies. You know, they were claiming that Felice and Carla and some of Beck were bullies, and that the other ones, the Canadian Randa, who's Beck fighting?
Beck is fighting Heather Jo.
Okay.
Clark.
Heather Clark. You know, that they were the ones that took the abuse and took the brunt of it. And I'm not sure where Rose fell into that, but I guess Randa was kind of throwing Rose under the bus like she was one of the bullies. I didn't see it that way. But tonight is going to be a great night of fights. It's on Fox Sports 1. Also, our good friend from Knockout Radio, Darren Cruikshank, is on the card. He is fighting
KJ Nunes.
KJ Nunes. I always want to call him Kung Lee. You know, I don't know why. I know there's a difference, but
there's kind of a big difference.
Well, yeah, and it's not, you know, nothing. It's just every time I think of Nunes, it's the KJ, it's the you know, all Kung, the initials, Kung, whatever. And matter of fact, Kung Lee is asked to be released from the UFC after the debacle of the drug test.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily a great career move for him unless he feels it's sort of the end of the line for him anyway. But why, if you're in the organization, why leave? Yes.
Call the guy in the back of the room. Yes.
With
Kung Lee
up.
Don't give a damn about fighting. Kung Lee's a movie star. Kung Lee has done movies. He's very big.
Just because somebody has done movies does not mean you're a movie star. I've done a commercial. I am not a movie star.
That's true. I've done TV. I am a star. Just the difference. You know, I've been in a few episodes of a few different things.
Okay, now you've been on TV and you're a star. Are you a TV star?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, there we go.
Kung Lee is a movie star. Kung Lee, you know,
in certain realms of the world,
the Far East, and you know, he's done movies over there. He, you know, he does all the kung fu stuff. He's been in a few different movies.
Yeah,
I would say that yes, Kung Lee. Well, all right. Before I say it to you, I'll take a we'll go back in time. Is Steven Seagal? Is Van Damme? Is any of those other guys that can't act? Are they movie stars? I didn't say are they good actors? They're movie stars.
They are movie stars.
If you go into the right circle and you say, have you seen, I've seen Kung Lee's movies. Is he on the same level as Mark Wahlberg, the greatest actor to ever act in movies? And I'm saying that jokingly.
Mackie Mack.
I do like Mackie Mack a lot. No, of course not. But Kung Lee is a movie star. Is Dave Bautista a movie star?
He's starting to get there.
I would say he already is.
He is.
He's a movie star.
Yeah, okay. After Guardians of the Galaxy, I'll agree with that.
A fine line, but if you've seen Expendables 2 and 3, if you've seen...
I've seen 2.
Yeah, I haven't seen 3 yet either. If you've seen Scorpion King, is Randy Couture a movie star? He has his own chair. When they all lined up, he had a chair right next to Dolph and the rest of them on Expendables. You'd have to say yes. And I would say Kung Lee is probably bigger in what he has done. He's been a lead in a movie or two. Then, yes, you have to give Kung Lee his credit and call him a movie star. Moving right along, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Carolina Panthers on Sunday for the right to have the number one pick. what do you think? There's a lot of banged up guys.
There's a lot of banged up guys. Going back to Danny Lansana, he's somebody who's trying to he's trying to be the quote-unquote band-aid, and he's more like being a cast. He was put there to be the stopgap, and instead he's turning into the ultimate utility man, and I think he's really doing a lot for himself when it comes to what his worth is. However, this is his first time in the system. He's trying to grasp one position.
He's playing three.
And he has played every linebacking position in a 4-3 system.
First Tampa Bay Buccaneer to ever do that, to start outside, middle. I believe they call it the Will, the Sam, and the Mike. And since they can't call it the strong, the middle, and the weak.
Right.
They go with Will, Sam, and Mike. So whatever. First player in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to have started each one of those in a season.
In one season, yeah.
I'm going to ask him on Monday if he has any thoughts that he'd like to start a free safety. You know, we'll move him to strong safety. You know, kind of like the whole thing in Major League Baseball, and I know we need
utility
to hit this
man.
Break, where you play every position in a 9-inning game. Cookie Rojas, I know, did it way back in the day. But that's like the ultimate. You know, you start and you end up playing every inning at a different one. Maybe we'll see if he can do that next season. Wherever he may be, and we're hoping that he comes back.
I believe
he's a free agent.
It'd be interesting to see him out wide as a corner.
Or a D lineman.
I think he'd do better as a D lineman than as a corner.
I don't know. Maybe he'd get lucky.
I'm just
maybe it's a running play.
Spitballing.
Maybe it's a running play. 866-1340. How about I got it right? We have a lot of numbers. We have some big news that we're working on as well. I know that we had a team meeting yesterday, and I cannot wait to announce it. It would be one of my bucket lists, one of my ultimate goals. And when the time comes, we will release it. We're going to hit this break. When we come back, we're going to reach out to the Outback Bowl. The Director of Communications, Mike Schultze, as the Wisconsin Badgers take on your Auburn Tigers, War Eagles, whatever the hell they are. And we'll talk to Mike when we return. And usually it's too late when you realize what you have.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
You're listening to the TAN Talk Radio Network.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we went into the break. You said whatever you said, war tiger, war eagle, whatever. So we're going to come back from the break and say war badgers.
All right, that's fair enough.
I think you got to be fair.
Fair enough.
On the phone with us right now, and we have the pleasure of speaking to him each and every year, the director of communications of the Outback Bowl, Mike Schultze. Mike, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Doing great. We got two really good teams. We're looking really forward to this year's game.
You know, it's a shame that you don't have any name recognition with either team.
Yeah, isn't that a shame? So, you know, we got a Heisman finalist. We got a couple Walter Camp All-Americans, winner of the Remington Trophy, winner of the Doak Walker Trophy, Hall of Fame coach. Not too much there, is there?
Yeah, not too lot. It's the Auburn Tigers. It's the Wisconsin Badgers, too. You know, very big-name programs coming here to play at the Outback Bowl. Before we talk about the game itself, and I know we talk about this all the time, talk about the procedure, the process that you guys go through to pick the teams to come here to the Outback Bowl.
Well, you know, it can be a little bit complicated, but at the same time, it's you know, somewhat commonsensical, I guess, too. You know, we really are just trying to get teams in here that are going to be exciting teams for the fans here locally to see, for the teams that nationally, you know, are going to appeal to a national audience watching on TV. You know, because part of the reason we have a bowl game, of course, is to create a lot of exposure for the marketplace and, of course, an impact on the marketplace. So, you know, we want to put together a matchup that's going to have two really quality teams that are that people want to see, you know, wherever they are, and ones that people are going to be excited to come out and to the stadium to see it on TV. Fans are going to be excited about wanting to come down here, follow their teams down here, and see the matchup, and bring of course their economic impact here while they're doing so. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you look at what teams are available to you. And then, you know, make the best matchup that you can. The real fortunate thing, Randy, is, you know, I mean, we're tied in with the SEC and the Big Ten. And, you know, certainly for this marketplace, if not nationally, I mean, you know, those are two just such quality conferences with such deep inventories of teams and programs that people are interested in. You know, every year, you know, you're going to have some pretty good darn teams to pick from.
You know, Mike, and we talk about this every single year, about buying tickets early, buying tickets as soon as they go on sale, because it really doesn't matter, like you just said, it's the SEC, it's the Big Ten, it's big programs, and I can't tell you the amount of phone calls we received as soon as the two teams were announced. Hey, Randy, can you help me? Hey, Randy, can you hook me up? Hey, Randy, where do I buy tickets? Yeah, go to Ticketmaster.
There you go.
Wisconsin. You should have already had them.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, that, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, it is a little difficult, you know, when, you know, you're going through, you know, 11 months of the year, you don't know what the teams are in the game, you know, and you want people to buy, you know, you're telling people, hey, you know, you got to get your tickets and that kind of thing and plan on going. You know, but, you know, this, unlike a, you know, so, you know, you could say, well, you know, you want tickets to a concert, first thing you say is, well, who's playing? But in our game, again, we, you know, like you said, we're matched up with two of the best conferences in college football. You know, we've been around for 29 years. We have produced some outstanding football games, some of the best personally that I've ever seen or been around. And you know, the last 5 years, I mean, we had two overtime games and three other games that were decided in the final minute of the game. I mean, it you know, so you know you're going to have some really good games. You're going to enjoy the experience. So from our standpoint, you know, throughout the year in April or July or September, you know, we're basically saying, hey, you know it's going to be a good game. You're going to have a great time at it. Go ahead and buy your tickets and don't wait till the last minute.
Now, the only thing that I'll throw out, and I don't want to say I disagree with you, Mike, but the only thing that I'm going to throw out is you say something to somebody and you let them pick their genre. Country. We love country music. If somebody was to come to me in April and say, Randy, if you buy your ticket right now, I guarantee you it'll be one of the top 10 or top 15 country bands in the country or in the world where you can get a better seat in April, I think I would do it if you're going to tell me it's one of the best.
Well, you're right. That's certainly right. But that's you know, the point is that we're saying, sure, hey, you know, we're going to have a great matchup regardless of who the exact teams are. And that's the point is that, you know, as you had mentioned, I mean, we do. We have, you know, thousands of people who are locally, you know, who buy tickets every year because they know it's going to be a fun time. They want to be a part of it, and they buy their tickets early, and then they look forward to seeing who's in the game.
You know, let's talk about that for a second. And again, we talk about this each and every year. You know, it's one thing to go to a high school game or go to an arena game, and this isn't a knock on any of them, or a pro football game, but going to a college game, you know, going to that college atmosphere, the bands walking around outside, you know, all the fans in whatever colors, which will be interesting because I believe both teams are red, so it'll be a red out. You know, just talk about the experience of being at a country bowl game.
Well, you know, you're right, and that's a great example. I mean, you know, the college football is a very unique sport. It is the second most popular sport in the U.S. Next to the NFL. It has surpassed Major League Baseball, obviously NBA, and all the other sports. Not to you know say that those aren't fun sports,
sure,
but it is a very passionate sport as well, and it's so filled with tradition and uniqueness in regards to the programs that you see, and you're right. I mean, it's a different experience, and you know, you can hear locally, of course. Obviously, we have USF, you know, football and so forth, and that's, you know, and that's great, and they've done a good job, you know, starting that program up in you know, last, you know, 15 years or whatever it is. But you know, even different from a regular season game, college game, you know, a New Year's Day bowl game like this is unique in that it is a special time for those teams, for those fans, especially the ones that are coming in from out of town, who you know, travel halfway across the country to come down here, follow their team, enjoy a great time, a great vacation, basically, in this this marketplace, and play a team from another major conference that they don't typically get to play. I mean, Wisconsin and Auburn have played three times in their history, and understand that they've both been playing football for over 120 years. Okay, so in 120 years, they've played each other three times. Once was in 1931, which I can't imagine how the Auburn team even got up to Madison in 1931 to play that. And they played in two bowl games in the early 2000s. And that's it, you know. So, you know, and that's a very typical scenario for our game, in that you end up with teams that don't normally play each other, from the two biggest conferences in the country in regards to tradition and bragging rights and all that, those kinds of things. And when they come here, their fans, their teams, you know, even the entire fan population that comes here with them, you know, they're representing their institution, their conference, 120 plus years of tradition in football, and going up against, you know, the other team that they're playing. And it's a very, very, very unique experience that people don't typically get to see, even if they go, say, to a USF game or something like that, or certainly other sports, because it's just so very unique.
I'm on the website, outbackbowl.com. There's a lot of other events, you know, that fans can go out, can see, can kind of be involved in. You know, pick and choose, pick a couple to talk about that fans have the opportunity to participate in.
Well, two probably the most fun ones. Well, there's a number, like he said. I mean, you know, one of the things we do is we take the teams around to a lot of different places. They go to Busch Gardens one day, which is a lot of fun, you know, to see them out there. And, you know, you're sitting there writing Sheikah or something. The guy next to you is the 320-pound lineman from Wisconsin or something. you know, scared to death, you know, just like you are. Two of the real fun events are our Clearwater Beach Day event, which is very unique. We have the marching bands perform on the beach along with the cheerleaders. You know, we have a live band on stage. The cheerleaders do a big tug-of-war contest. We have skydivers, all kinds of fun things going on. And it's a great way to sort of highlight our wonderful beaches here and to the fans from out of town and the media and so forth. But it's also just a lot of fun to be out there and to see that kind of a performance by the bands and things like that, on the beaches of the Gulf of Mexico. We also have a New Year's Eve parade, which is a lot of fun downtown, or actually in Ybor City, right up 7th Avenue on New Year's Eve. It's a real nice family event. It's not, you know, late night kind of thing. It's 5:30 to 7:30, right up 7th Avenue. Real fun family event that people can participate in and see the college bands again perform and just, you know, all the fans that are in from Allistown. And it's just a fun environment to get people excited about, you know, the New Year's, turning over, as well as the New Year's Day. And they're doing a bunch of stuff this year as well down at Channelside, New Year's Eve, but also throughout the entire week. They're going to have special things going on at Channelside every night for fans of the teams and the local market as well to come out and just sort of celebrate, you know, the Outback Bowl and sort of help with the build-up to everything. So there's a lot of fun things that the fans can participate in. We encourage everybody to come out and just be a part of the entire sort of festival that takes place leading up to the game, not just game day itself.
You know, Mike, I think people tend to forget that this takes all year to put together. You know, everything that you guys do there, you're working all year round, you know, for January 1st, and it's got to be a big relief once the time comes that your whole year of hard work is about to, be put down on the field on January 1st.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting. I always always look at my intern about the fourth quarter of the game and say, a lot of work for a three-hour football game, isn't it? But it is. It's rewarding, though, too. It's fun. It's college football. It's just a unique type of business to be in from that perspective. But, you know, we have a great staff that has been in place here for a long, long time that has made this bowl game one of the model bowl games in the country, both in how it operates and its popularity. And, it's been a lot of fun to do that. And, of course, like you said, once you really know the teams that are going to be in it, that's when the real excitement starts each year, because – you know, then you can really point to, you know, a game and who's going to be playing and the matchup. And I think we've got a tremendous matchup this year. We've got two outstanding offensive football teams. I mean, these guys are quality programs. They've got some great athletes on them. Melvin Gordon from Wisconsin, who's a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. He was a finalist for the Maxwell Award. He actually won the Doak Walker Award as the top running back in the country. You've got Nick Marshall, great dual threat quarterback from Auburn, who is a Maxwell semifinalist. The Auburn center just won the Remington Trophy as the top center in the country. Both he and Gordon were made first team Walter Camp All-Americans. You've got some really, really talented players on these teams that you're going to be playing on Sundays, you know, very, very soon. And it's just a great environment. And these two offenses, I'll tell you, they run the ball as good as anybody in the country. Between the two of them, I think they ran for over 7,000 yards in rushing this year. And I was kidding somebody yesterday at our media gathering we had that these guys are going to wear out the turf at this Raymond James Stadium. They're going to be running the ball so much. I mean, it's going to be really fun to watch.
And for those people that don't know, and I know you have the numbers down on how many alum from this game have gone into the NFL, one being he used to wear number 2, now he wears number 92 over there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Will Golston. We talk about the Outback Bowl all the time. How are tickets? How many tickets? How few tickets are left? And where can people go purchase?
Well, tickets are still available. We've had a very good week of sales this week, but they are still available through Ticketmaster at Ticketmaster.com. You can actually, in the state of Florida, you can actually go to Ticketmaster outlet still, though most people obviously buy them online or by phone, and that's, you know, really the best way to get them. We do have a very limited number of premium seat packages that you can purchase through the bowl game, you know, by calling the Outback Bowl at 874-BOWL. But you can also buy them at Ticketmaster, and some good seats still available. And again, it's a great experience each year. A great way to kick off the New Year's. This year we're going to be at noon on New Year's Day. We're going to be the first game on New Year's. You know, they've changed the schedule around a little bit on bowl games that are around that New Year's Day time period. But you know, with the playoff games and such. But they've you know, kept us on New Year's Day, and we're going to be a great lead-in to a really wonderful day for college football. You know, with our game starting at noon, and then, you know, following up that will be the two semifinal games for the playoffs. So it's going to be a great, great day. We get to kick it off right here in Tampa, and the eyes of the college football world will be on us to start the day off, and I think they're going to see a heck of a ball game.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And what great holiday gifts. Pick up the tickets. Hit them up at Ticketmaster. Mike, thank you very much for your time. Let's do this one more time before the game kicks off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
We'll talk soon. Mike Schulze, everybody. He is the Director of Communications for the Outback Bowl. He's been there for quite some time. And it's just a great day. I love walking around. You know, I don't like walking anywhere. You know that I don't like going, you know, many places.
That's true.
I like just hanging out. You know, it's one of the few times that when I pull up into the parking lot, I just sit there. You know, you can hear the music. You can hear the freaks. You can see the freaks.
Well, and that's one of the things I wanted to say. But
did I not see your wave?
No. Mike was a very, very good interview. Had lots to say. I didn't want to interrupt him. But rabid fans. Huh. SEC, Big Ten. Yeah, it doesn't matter who's going to be there.
War Tiger.
Sure. Yes.
War Tiger. All right, we are way over. Let's hit this break. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether it will or whether it won't happen with the Tampa Bay Rays. I want to talk about Gerald McCoy and Josh McCown, you know, what they did last week. And I know we only have a few minutes, so we'll hit a short break and then we'll return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
All right, before we talk about the Tampa Bay Rays and their announcement and when and if it'll happen, a lot of talk about Gerald McCoy, a lot of talk about Josh McCown. Josh McCown jumped up, got up after that vicious hit that he took, which I think showed what kind of player he is, what kind of heart he has. Gerald McCoy, even though it's being reported that it was a dislocated kneecap, and when it was brought up to Lovie Smith on Monday, all Lovie Smith could do was chuckle. He goes, it wasn't a kneecap. It wasn't a dislocated kneecap. He would have never gone back in the game if it was a dislocated kneecap. Gerald wouldn't have gone back in the game. But it would have been very easy for any player of, what are they, 2-11?
Yes, 2-11.
2-11, 13, 14, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Very easy for anybody at 2-11 not to go back in the game.
Absolutely.
There's no reason for him to go back in the game at 2-11. You're not fighting for anything. Even though on Monday, Lovie Smith did say that they are not, you know, the goal is not Phoenix bound anymore, because they're finally at 2-11 mathematically eliminated. But I think it showed what kind of player Gerald McCoy is. You know, he is the captain. He does lead by example. He leads in the locker room. He leads by, you know, his voice, but he also leads on the field. And I think that showed the young players what it's all about.
This is what it takes. This is what you should emulate.
I've always liked the guy. He is a great leader. He's a great, you know, speaker. He, you know, he has fun. He does all that thing. But I think he showed a great, great deal. Yeah. When is the vote? I don't think the vote has happened yet.
The vote was supposed to happen yesterday.
Right.
And
but it didn't. Right?
Something happened where it was postponed for 1 week. So now the vote will take place next Thursday. It's scheduled.
I just don't see it passing. I don't see the council allowing the Tampa Bay Rays to move to Tampa.
And one of the things that you had brought up in the past was the way it's worded. If they are allowed to talk to Tampa, that means they can talk to anyone and most likely would go anywhere. But the way everything has started to play out, and it sounds like this is strictly for anywhere besides the Trop within Pinellas and Hillsborough counties.
But can you say that? You know, again, an out clause is an out clause, Joe Madden. You know, if you have an out clause, and the out clause is, if we are given permission to talk to anybody, we can go anywhere. Now, will they have to sign and write new stuff saying we're only going to look in Tampa? And how does that benefit Pinellas County? How does that benefit the city of St. Petersburg? You know, I know that they're going to get X amount of dollars, and is it the same? Is it the same as people coming? Like we just talked to Mike Schultze about the Outback Bowl coming to Tampa Bay. All of the eyes that they see on TV. I don't know. I happen to know one councilman, and I'm going to reach out to him. I don't know if he'll tell me much. I don't see him voting for it. I'm surprised that there's not more of an uproar. You know why there's not more of an uproar?
Because nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Just because you build it does not mean they will come.
Right.
Exactly. So it just because it could be in a different part of Pinellas County that's more accessible or in a nicer part, just because it's in Hillsborough County or somewhere around.
I hate that nicer part. Where, look at all the stadiums. The stadiums are not in, you know, Carillon. They're not, you know, go to Philadelphia. That's not a great neighborhood right there. When I walked from the stadium back to my hotel, I ran. I was a little nervous, if you know what I'm saying. Go to Baltimore. Go to Boston. Go to, you know, it is what it is. I don't have any problem. And I want all the people that are bitching, screaming, and hollering before all this happens, pony up, buy season tickets on the agreement that the team moves. We get our money back. Let's see if the Rays will go for it. And if the team moves to Tampa, here is my credit card. I will buy season tickets. Because the same. Because
apparently that's the big reason why people don't go to games.
And people will bitch and scream and not go and still not show up. Absolutely. And still not whatever. And then they'll have a different bitch. The parking. Oh, you know what? Getting into to a stadium in somewhere in Tampa is going to be really easy.
Yeah, parking. Parking is going to be amazing. Speaking of moves, are you upset that they didn't do anything at the winter meetings, considering all the moves that did happen?
No, I'm not. Because what moves are they going to do? You know, matter of fact, I wanted to bring it up, and we're running out of time. There's interest in Will Myers. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Of course there's interest in Will Myers. Will they give Will Myers up? And if they do, with the way that their, you know, sale and stuff is going, it's a telling time. How about being Joe Maddon? You go from where you can't spend a dime to yes. You know, kind of like the Eddie Murphy thing. Yes, I'll take that in 48 hours. Yes, I'll take that. I'll take that. And it wouldn't surprise me.
2 to 3 years. Cubs are a playoff team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And wouldn't it be great to see the Cubs and the Red Sox? I just think it'd be fun.
It'd be cool. I don't know if it's going to happen. I think it's a little bit longer for the Sox.
UFC tonight, Fox Sports 1. UFC tomorrow on Fox Sports 1. We're doing some giveaways, so hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wiggs.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday night with Lewis Murphy and Danny Lansana.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay.